B-Pod Studios.
The one and the only psychic medium. Thomas John is on with us right now. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to be on with you guys.
We missed you.
You in Vegas?
No, I'm on the West Coast in L.A.
How are things over there?
You know, same as everywhere else, probably.
Yeah. Pretty crappy.
So Thomas, how are we feeling this morning? Do you feel channeled to the other side pretty good, or?
Yes, always. Whatever you need.
All right. I mean, let's just hit you with the big ones out of.
Let's go.
Let's just go right out of the gate. So who's going to win on Tuesday?
Oh, as far as the election, I feel that Joe Biden's going to win.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pebbles is so happy right now.
I would have cried.
Well, I mean.
He said he feels that.
I don't feel like it's going to be totally decided on Tuesday.
Yeah. Right. Definitely
but
not.
But my sense is that we'll definitely. It's not going to be as drawn out as they're saying. Like they're saying it's going to be like weeks before we know. I don't think it'll be like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't see it being too contested either.
Oh, really?
I don't know how far you can see or how you get your signs, but do we see him lasting all 4 years alive?
Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like he'll be a one-term president.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
Because I always thought, no, Pebbles, I look at it this way. You know, I'm voting for Biden, but more because I'm voting for Kamala than Biden because I don't know if he's going to make it all 4 years. But I think she'd be a good president.
Interesting.
Once any something. I got to be careful what I say because Secret Service is going to come knocking on the studio door in any second. Mm. All right.
Get to the corona questions.
Hold on.
This is important stuff.
We got one more football. We got a football related question. Will Tom Brady win the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah. I your producer told me you guys were going to ask me about the Super Bowl. I don't see him winning now.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I hate to say that. Kind of makes me happy. Because that would have been a...
Oh, you're so sad.
I don't think he's going to win, no.
Let's just move on to the
corona
questions.
I wasn't getting a clear feeling of who's going to win, but I was specifically focusing on him, and I don't see him winning. I feel like I see him definitely in the Super Bowl, but I don't see him winning.
No need to rub it in, Thomas. We're just going to move on and ask you about corona.
Wait, real quick. Are the Patriots going to make the playoffs? I mean,
Hold on. Thomas, you don't need to answer that one. I see no.
I haven't given up on them yet. I haven't.
I feel like they are going to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to go far.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't watch sports. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
So what Thomas sees is through the eyes of a Patriot watching the playoffs. He doesn't understand that. That doesn't mean that they're in the playoffs. Uh-huh. They're just going to be watching it like everyone else is. All right. Okay. Let's move on to corona. Now, somehow we've made it through this entire. By the way, have you had corona at all during this whole crazy thing?
No,
you haven't. Okay. Well, we have not somehow.
Knocking on wood,
you know, unless we had it without knowing.
We've
made it corona free so far. But odds are the way things are going that one of us will definitely get it at some point. So do you see who on the show, myself, Pebbles, Melissa, if you see a black man in your vision, that's Leroy. Do you see one of us getting which one of us do you see getting corona first?
or may have already had it and not know it. Yeah. Know it.
That would be Melissa.
No, don't even say that. Don't say it.
Yeah, I think somebody might have already had it and not you guys didn't know about it like early on.
Thomas, Melissa has been saying forever now that she feels like she had it.
So back in January.
I think she might, yeah.
Go ahead, Thomas. Go ahead.
No, you said you had it. Go ahead. Tell us the story.
Well, back in January, I was sick for like 6 weeks. It was the weirdest sickness I've ever had. And I was constantly coughing. I would wake up in the middle of the night coughing. I coughed up blood at one point. And I went to the doctor and they did a chest x-ray because they said my chest looked like crap and they couldn't figure out what it was. So they were like, we're just going to treat you for bronchitis because they really couldn't figure it out. I swear I had coronavirus. I swear.
I feel like you didn't. Yeah.
Of course it's Melissa. See? Of course. Yo, you just come in here. How are you going to come in here and spread corona?
I don't have it anymore.
But you had it.
I'm supposedly immune now for 3 to 5 months, which was, that was back in January, so it's been longer than that now.
Can't trust it. All right, let's talk to, this is George, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Hi, George.
Thomas,
hi,
George. This is George.
Hi, George. How are you? All right, how are you? Good. Do you have a question or someone you want to connect with? Or yes, I have a question. My mother passed away years ago, and the last thing she said to me was, "I hate you," because of the medication that she was on. Right. And,
oh God!
And I just wanted to know.
I was just going to tell you that before you said that,
like, she hasn't come back to visit me or anything like that. So I'm just curious.
Okay, so what I was going to tell you is, she was definitely having some sort of cognitive issue at the end. I feel like when she said that, like her soul had already left her body.
Jesus.
So she was not really herself. That was really not her. That was not really her saying that. It was more like just an energy from what was going on in her body. I feel like she was actually in a lot of pain. So there was just a lot going on through her and stuff. I will tell you, I do see her in the spirit world. I feel like she's coming with, there's a woman that she's with, that I actually feel she was really close to, who's helping her and taking care of her. I don't know who this person is to her, but I keep seeing the letter A. So it's like somebody that she's with or something. But yeah, I definitely feel like your mom was in a lot of pain. And she tells me that everything went really quick, but I did not feel that was really her, like, saying that. I know that sounds weird. She guides you more, like, in a way where she just kind of, like, visits you through your thoughts. She is telling me that she blinks the light sometimes. So, you know, sometimes you just have to be a little bit aware of what, like, your surroundings. Every spirit visits in different ways, but I do feel like she is around you, and I don't get any sort of feeling of, you know, anger with you at all. I actually feel like she feels like you did a lot for her. So that I have heard of that happening, though, before, and like I said, it's just really more a part of their transition, and sometimes, you know, they get confused, people get confused or things like that, but I don't really feel like that was her saying that, like she hated you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, wait a second, because you made a sound when he said something about the lights. Is that something that connected with you?
Yeah, that happens. That happens sometimes in the house all the time, me and my wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's just her visiting you. Like I said, they visit you in ways where it's sort of like, they don't want to disrupt you, so they'll do things that are a little bit more subtle.
Wow. Okay. Well, now you know, George, she has been following you around.
Yeah, she has, I guess.
And I bet that's comforting to know, because, I mean, to have your mom's last words to you say, be, I hate you.
That's tough.
That must have been a nightmare for you over these years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How long ago did she pass away?
She passed away on Thanksgiving, 1988.
1988.
Wow. All these years.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely feel better. Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, all right. That's it. That was good. Thomas, mediumthomas.com is the website. Anything else that you want to promote, the TV shows or anything like that?
No, all my events and stuff are on mediumthomas.com, so.
All right, cool. Do you see anything real quick before we go with anybody in here that is of significance? Melissa's just looking for like a relationship thing, but I mean, just
I had a dream last night that you guys had a fourth person join your group.
A fourth? I mean, we kind of have Leroy. Yeah, he's kind of like a fourth. He's a third and a half.
Oh,
yeah, so like a new person, though, someone that you guys don't know about yet.
Oh,
all right.
Someone we don't know.
Someone we don't know about yet.
Interesting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.